Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
The best running back here, probably McCaffrey. Can we get the gifts? They close it out. And here he is on the run. Inside. Pushing the pile to the goal line. In for the touchdown.
Oh, my God.
Have a day, have a night. CMC. TD.
Mike Tirico on the call. NBC Sports. Christian freaking McCaffrey. CMC.
Yeah.
Talk about a guy that has been not only the MVP of this offense, and really of this entire team. I didn't know if he was going to be able to even play this season, Joe. Let alone be a top six wide receiver, and maybe, just maybe again, a top five running back. Bijan Robinson shared the field with him yesterday, and Christian McCaffrey was the best player on the field. That's how impressive he was. 20-10, and the San Francisco 49ers are 5-2. Somehow, someway, no Brock Purdy, no Nick Bosa, no Fred Warner, who was there with his boot and his wife and his son. It was awesome to see Fred, the smiles on his face, and they still won that game. And quite frankly, I know the final score doesn't indicate it. I thought they kind of dominated low-key in that second half.
Yeah, they suffocated Atlanta.
They suffocated them.
This was Christian McCaffrey's best game in multiple years. You know, there's no other way around it. He was running with power, strength, vision, jump cuts, the burst. I mean, it was like he's hitting the joystick like it was PS5 or Xbox, the way that he was just gliding through the hole. The feet, for me, were as fast as I've seen them in years. Years. Yeah. And they said in the first half, this was the most yards between the tackles since 2023, week 16.
Oh, my God.
Now, he ended up having a monster game. He was absolutely amazing. And all the stuff he did on the ground was just out of this world. I mean, is it just as simple as George Kittle's back and the offensive line looks that much better? Because if that's the case, triple down on drafting linemen if you're that important to being a blocker, as George Kittle is to this offense. But maybe it is just that simple. Maybe it is just having him back takes a little pressure off for everyone else. It's someone to be accounted for. They looked great. Not like good. great in the run game. And look, Pooney had an individual miss. You know, McKivitz had a miss in this game. There were isolated individual misses in pass blocking. But overall, I thought the offensive line played its best game of the season. Trent Williams was outstanding. Connor Colby, this rookie out of nowhere, getting better and better every week. Hennessy coming in for Jake Brendel. Are you kidding me? If we're going to crush this offensive line, which is what I've done week after week after week, I got to give them their flowers. And I got to give Christian McCaffrey his flowers. I question whether this guy still had the juice. Like, he was a very productive player in the pass game. Could he still be a dynamic electric runner? Well, in this game, he was getting to the second and third level with lightning quick moves. He was outstanding. So for 1 week, I was wrong. Christian, you are back all the way. You looked unbelievable.
I want to hear from the people today. 888-957-9570. If you're at the game, if you're watching the game, whatever, 888-957-9570 is the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Yes, the San Francisco 49ers are 5-2. They are 5-2 somehow, some way, and they just keep doing it in different ways, Joe. Yesterday, the conversation was all week, hey, you got the number one rushing team coming into town. We just saw what the Atlanta Falcons did on Monday Night Football to what everyone thinks is the best team in the AFC and the Buffalo Bills. Mm. And as we have now learned that no one knows anything in the NFL through 6 weeks, although Chiefs looked pretty good yesterday. And the Niners are 5-2. That's what I do know right now. But that was the conversation. It was Bijan Robinson. It was Tyler Algier. It was Drake London. It was Kyle Pitts. It was, hell, this guy Michael Penix. Yeah, he could sling a little bit. Okay, no one was talking about the 49ers. It wasn't about the Niners. It wasn't about, you know, the Niners, maybe this is where they're going to go on a skid, right? They just lost to Baker Mayfield. Baker did his 14-yard scamper. It's like, okay, is this where it all falls apart for them? So all the momentum was coming in on the Atlanta Falcons. And the Niners could have easily, on Sunday Night Football, been like, you know what? Fred, no Bosa. We know we're starting quarterback. You know what? Maybe this just isn't our year. But they haven't played like that at all this season.
No.
They have not played like a team that feels sorry for themselves when it comes to all these injuries. They could have easily rolled over, and they didn't. They were the aggressor. They took their chances. I thought Mac Jones, the box score is not going to indicate how well I thought he played at times in this game. 17-26, a buck 52, and just a pick, although that interception was off the hands of Juwan Jennings. We'll get into all of that. But I just thought it was a total team win. And how important, talking about the box score, how freaking important is having George Kittle back to this team? Like, oh my God.
He's unbelievable.
Just the blocking.
He didn't even catch a pass. But on the biggest play of the night, on 3rd-and-13, 3rd-and-14, they're in the red zone. You're all thinking the same thing I'm thinking. All right, you're up 3. It's 13-10. You cannot just kick a field goal because they're going to go down and score a touchdown, and they're going to be up 1. And it's 3rd-and-14, and Mac just kind of ever so looks at George Kittle in the middle of the field and brings that linebacker over and makes that safety also kind of come over to Kittle and then rips one right in the seam to Christian McCaffrey. And I thought that was the biggest play of the game. And then they kind of tush, push, bully balled their way into the end zone on the run play next.
I saw that and it was like, you can't pull the player in. Terry McCauley, who's the lead judge analyst, whoever it's called, on NBC Sports, is like, that should have been a 10-yard penalty because you can't pull the runner into the end zone.
Shut up.
So hold on. Let me get this straight. We have all this bugaboo about the tush push, and we could push players into the end zone, but we can't pull them into the end. I just want to make this clear. The whole thing is stupid.
It's ridiculous.
I'm glad they didn't call it. Let me just say that.
I'm with you. Shanahan called a timeout right before that first and goal run. They were going back and forth on timeouts. Atlanta called a timeout. Then the Niners called a timeout. And they came out with one of their best plays. To me, it's Christian McCaffrey's going to be the headliner. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Going to be the headliner. He's on the billboard, no doubt about it. But you know what's inside the circus tent? Coaching and culture.
Mm.
Coaching and culture. Shanahan adjusting. All right, we're going to get away from the zone read stuff. We're going to run the ball right up the gut. They know what I want to do. Like, Atlanta has great familiarity. Obviously, Raheem Morris being on the staff of the LA Rams, he knows that they want to run that zone, you know, blocking scheme to the outside. And they kind of switched things up in the middle of the game after a first drive that, quite frankly, was pitiful.
Yeah.
I mean, how many first drives did the Niners not even get a first down? Very rare.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking, oh, great. They're going to drop back and throw 60 times again in this game. And no. I thought Shanahan adjusted in the middle of this game. He adjusted to losing Jake Brendel. He adjusted to, you know, throwing an interception early in that game with a medicine ball. I mean, let's call it what it was. That was a medicine ball over the middle to Juwan Jennings, who's already compromised. He alligator armed it. And I don't blame him for that with five broken ribs. God knows if those are real or not. And, you know, it's an interception going the other way. But they stuck to it. And to me, there were multiple drives where defensively they bend and didn't break. And then offensively, they just took the air out of the ball. This felt like a Harbaugh-like win from 15 years ago, where you had an 11-play, 6-minute, 66-yard drive to end the game that culminated in a red zone rushing touchdown. Haven't said that too many times this year. And then I think about what they're doing on the defensive side of the ball. You reference no Warner. You reference no Bosa. Chase Lucas,
yeah.
4 years in the league, has barely played. This guy's talking about, I'm studying every single week, safety, corner, and nickel corner, because I'm ready for my opportunity. Chase Lucas, who, if you watch the preseason, looked unreal. Not good. Unreal. Upton Stout was the draft pick. Now, Upton Stout misses this game. Injured, ankle, something's going on there. Chase Lucas looked better than him. There's no other way around it. And on the game's pivotal play on 4th-and-1, they're not going to Bijan Robinson. They're going to Drake London, and he runs through the option route and just reads it all the way. And he says in the postgame cut, yeah, I knew that was coming because they did a tendencies cut-up, Robert Saleh did, talking about all the tendencies of Drake London in this offense. When he's in the slot and it's a big-time down, he's going to run an option route. Boy, did it look like Chase Lucas was prepared for the moment.
Absolutely. Well, and Drake London still should have caught it because it went through both,
right through
their,
both
hands.
Their hands. And then I look at, like, Sam Okwuonu. Who?
I love Sam.
Okay, Bryce Huff, undrafted free agent. Undrafted free agent. Who found him? Robert Saleh.
Yeah.
Got him paid by the Eagles. We all think that Vic Fangio knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Vic Fangio had no spot for him on the team. They gave him away to the Niners for nothing. They're paying half his salary. And Robert Saleh has him looking like the best edge rusher, not named Nick Bosa, since Alden Smith.
Wow. That's a sentence. No, D Ford?
I think he looks better than D Ford.
Wow.
And I say that with D Ford praise.
Yeah.
He did this without Nick Bosa. He looked unstoppable, bending around the edge. He was in Penix's back hip time and time again. Alfred Collins making plays. Mykel Williams, though not an edge rusher, was good in this game as like a eat-up double teams type of a guy. Tatum Bethune,
oh,
filling in. Seventh-round draft pick, second-year player. He's essentially a rookie, completely green. Yeah, I mean, he comes out of this game. Curtis Robinson goes in there for a short period of time. Bethune comes back onto the field. He looked amazing. D. Winters, you know, look, I think he's been up and down this year. He's a first-year starter. They're doing this with safeties that no one would start. Malik Mustafa,
who absolutely destroyed Algier last night.
Exactly.
Oh,
sorry, I know,
God,
I'm going on and on.
You're
here.
Good.
But, like, I am so blown away by what Robert Saleh did on defense. Let me read some of these names. Sam Okwuonu. How about Jake Elliott? Anyone even know who he is?
I think he's a producer for NBC Sports.
He's also making plays as a D-tackle for the San Francisco 49ers in the Lord's year of 2025.
I think it's Jordan Elliott.
How about Darrell Luter Jr. going in for Renardo Green, who was getting, quite frankly, picked on? All right? This Niner team, on both sides of the ball, looks so well coached, and I think it's a testament to not only Saleh and Kyle Shanahan, but the culture that they have built over a 9-year period in Santa Clara. Kyle Shanahan, look, he drives me nuts with the 3rd-and-1 handoff to Kyle Juszczyk. I mean, it's just, it doesn't work. Those plays drive me nuts.
I feel like he does it just to piss off the fan base sometimes. It almost feels like that, just to let you know that I'm still here.
But Joe, one thing I cannot say enough about Kyle Shanahan, he builds a culture of guys who play their ass off and are ready to contribute when their number is called. How many guys in the history of the Niners coach, their entire history of coaches, would have this team 5-2? They have won 4 games with their backup quarterback. They have won how many games with a Kendrick Bourne play, a Jake Tonjes play, a Darrell Luter Jr. play, a Chase Lucas play? This team, what a fun, fun year. I don't know if this team's going to win anything of significance, but this is as fun and as random of a season I can remember in a long, long time.
And we're going to be talking about it all day long, all week long. 888-957-9570 is the number. You can also hit us up on YouTube, where we are streaming on Twitch as well. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance from the dealer.
How about Eddie Pinero? How about
Eddie Money?
Like, honestly, let's talk about Eddie Pinero for just a second.
I told you.
17 of 17. He hasn't just been good. He's been one of the best Snyder kickers I've ever seen in my life.
And he's getting the bank shot in there, too. Did you see that? Went off the post and still went in.
Joe.
So he's even getting those.
And he's got, like, celebrations like he's Steph Curry after he hits a long-range three.
Hey, I like my kickers and swagger. I know a lot of people feel some type of way about that. Kicker just go to the side. It's got to have some moxie, right? Come on.
Eddie Pinero looks amazing. Does he not?
Does.
Amazing, and it's changed the field for them. There was a play late in the first half I thought was a huge sequence for the Niners. Max getting sacked, and he's like pushing the ball forward, and they're like, hey, is it going to be a fumble, or is this going to be off the defender? And then Connor Colby, the rookie, the guard, ends up catching it and like fighting for 3 or 4 yards. I don't think if they call that a fumble and he's not allowed to advance the ball forward, I'm not sure you kick that field goal. And instead, you do kick the field goal. You get 3 points. Then they march down Atlanta, and they're about to set up for a field goal with 17 seconds to go. Bryce Huff forces Michael Penix to throw the ball away. He gets intentional grounding as the ball lands right with 10 seconds, and they don't get a field goal attempt. Little tiny details help the Niners win this game.
And we're going to hear from all the people about it today. 888-957-9570. 20-10, the final. Sunday Night Football. The Niners are 5-2 on the season. Somehow, some way. This has been... I know he's coached a teams to 2 Super Bowls, so this might sound insane when I say that I feel like this is the best coaching job I've ever seen from Kyle Shanahan, just given the circumstances. It's up there. It's got to be in the top 3 seasons that I've seen. What, Joe... Not the players that they've lost are Hall of Famers. You don't replace these guys in somehow, some way. I got Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast waxing poetically about Daryl Luter, the guy who was the scapegoat in the Super Bowl because it bounced off his foot and the Chiefs jumped on top of it after that punt. Like, Chase Lucas? Who? Matt Hennessy?
Tatum
Bethune. Is he doing an ad with LeBron James?
No.
Who is that guy?
How about Tatum Bethune?
Tatum, 10 tackles?
He looked amazing.
I hate the number 48 on linebacker, but he looks great.
Well, that was Fred's rookie
number. I hate 40s.
I hear you, but like...
Well, not those kind of 40s, but yes.
Yeah. Shout out Mickey's.
Thank you.
You know, like, honestly, Tatum Bethune looked incredible. He didn't look like a guy making his first start, did he?
No. Then he came out. Well, I got concerned early because he came out and they were talking about the broadcast. Like, he looked like he was drenched in sweat. They're talking about pouring cold water on his neck. I was like, oh my God, is he like dehydrated or like, is he sick? And they had Curtis Robinson wearing the helmet for a little bit. Then he comes back and he just completely takes over the game. And Chris Collinsworth, even on the broadcast last night for NBC Sports. And by the way, Mike Tirico's still on the top of his game.
He's a goat.
He's so good.
Did you see what he's teasing for this week?
Oh, Michael Jordan, one-on-one sit-down, of course. I was hoping it would be like an actual like weekly taping with him, not like they taped all this at the start of the season.
No, Jordan.
No, it's got to be all about Jordan, right?
I mean,
it's going to be a game with Steph and LeBron, and here's Michael Jordan at halftime. Well, actually, I'm the greatest of all time. Let me tell you why. But by the way, we do have Lakers-Warriors tomorrow. This week's going to be absolutely insane here on 95.7 The Game. We will get to the Warriors. There's plenty of time for them all week, but today is all about the 49ers being 5-2. And Chris Collinsworth on the broadcast saying last night, you know, this guy Tatum Bethune, this guy D Winters, you know, it's kind of reminiscent of Fred Warner, Trey Greenlaw.
Come on.
What?
One game in.
But I was kind of feeling him during the game, right? The way he was attacking those holes and attacking Bijan Robinson. That is not an easy assignment. One-on-one, you're closing down in the hole right there. You got Bijan Robinson staring you in the face. He is the best running back in football.
Oh, he's...
He is. Yesterday, he's the best running back on the field with Christian McCaffrey, but all season it's been Bijan Robinson.
I thought the defense bottled him up, though.
They did. And he still got me 20 fantasy points, which just speaks to him.
Because he's ridiculous.
He's ridiculous.
But getting back to CMC, the headliner here. I doubted if he still had the same burst. I doubted if he still had the same vision. I doubted if he could still be able to dance and just the feet be able to be as lightning quick as they've been. The power, the ability after contact to spin out and get more yards, to finish runs with authority. He did all of those things. And he did it between the tackles. He did it on the edges. He wasn't just good. He was outstanding. And I owe CMC a huge apology. Now, you know, you want to say, hey, Joe, it's only one game. I don't care. That was a monster game. This team is now 5-2. You can go 4-4 the rest of the way, and I think you could sneak into the playoffs. Like, that's how big this win was.
I love how you said that. I apologizing for doubting you, Christian McCaffrey.
I did. I was wrong.
Niner fans, are we still doubting this team right now? 5-2? Are you doubting this? What this squad can do right now? They somehow, some way, with a backup quarterback, with backups everywhere, guys you've never even heard of, offensive linemen, the secondary, line packing core, you got Bryce Huff making plays, Sam Okwuanu. You still doubting this squad?
And I'll go a step further. Not only am I not doubting them anymore, I'm telling myself I can't doubt them anymore. I think they have to add to what they've got going.
Ooh.
Every year is its own individual bubble, and I know that you don't want to like risk the entire future and all that. I'll get into it in depth. But Joe, you owe it to the guys that are busting their hump on this team to find some additions that can help you make a push. Even if you don't think you can win the Super Bowl, I want to get these young guys an opportunity at a playoff game. I want a playoff game.
Niner fans. Guest free. You're the guests. 888-957-9570. We want to hear from you all day long. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, is it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And this segment was brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you. Here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
There's like, this guy clearly is ambitious.
He's 46 years old currently.
Clearly ambitious. I will say this about...
He does not look 46, by the way. You can tell me he's 38, and I'd believe
you. He looks great. For as long as Kyle Shanahan can keep this guy, for whatever it takes financially, it is worth every single penny to not just Kyle Shanahan, not just Jed York, but the 49er franchise as a whole, to be able to plug and play guys off the street and not miss a beat is incredible. If I would have said 3, 4, 5 weeks ago, hey, you're going to lose Nick Bosa and Fred Warner, and you're going to hold the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday Night Football to 10 points and bottle up Bijan Robinson pretty well, you know, for the most part, I would have said, yeah, you're insulting my intelligence. Robert Saleh absolutely deserves a blank check for whatever it's going to cost. And even then, it's probably not going to be able to retain him. But I would give him whatever he wants for the remainder of time to be my defensive coordinator. He's that good. He was showing pre-snap disguises on who was going to blitz. He was sending edge rushers. He heated up Michael Penix. He sent 4 sometimes. Sometimes he showed 7 or 8 at the line, dropped back a bunch of guys. He was mixing coverages. I mean, Chase Lucas looked incredible. And the fact that Chase Lucas is telling you, yeah, they cut up tendencies in saying that, you know, Drake London is going to run this specific option route year after year after year, play after play, no matter what, because that's what they do with him. and he read it all the way. That's coaching.
20-10 the final. Niners improved to 5-2 on the season. Falcons fall to 3-3. And again, another big win against an NFC opponent that might be there towards the end. You might look back at this game when it's all said and done, and I don't know what the Falcons are going to do, but they've shown that they can beat the big boys. I mean, they beat the Bills last week at home, so this might be a massive win for playoff implications. Yes, playoff implications down the line for this team with all the injuries. Everyone expects them to lay down. No, sir. Not with Robert Saleh. Not with Kyle Shanahan. For my money, the two best coaching jobs of the year have been what Saleh has done on that defense, what Kyle Shanahan's been able to do on this offense. I want to hear from the people. We got some calls we want to go to. Start off with David in South San Francisco. Dave, what's up, man? You're on the roast.
Oh, hey. Good game last night. But my major takeaway on my viewpoint was last time when we played Tampa Bay, Buster Mayfield could have baked some cookies back in the pocket. It was that bad. Such a feeble response, in my opinion, although I'm not out there doing the games. But last night was significantly different. I saw a lot better pass rush, which I feel pressures the offense on the other side and leads to, like, a lot of victories. So it was just, like, the difference between night and day. But great game. Hats off to the kicker, Cafferty, and all the players like Kittle. But basically, the quarterback did great. But yeah, the pass rush looks significantly better, in my opinion, than the last few weeks. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thanks, David, in South San Francisco. I think that's the second time we've had David on in the last 2 weeks, and he's both times called Baker Mayfield Buster Mayfield. And you know what? I don't hate it. For some reason, it made me chuckle. And he called, what do you call McCaffrey right there? Cafferty? It's all right. Maybe he needs some caffeine in him. How about that?
I don't know.
But Dave, the pass rush looks great. Bryce Huff, Sam Okwuanu.
How about some of those blitzes?
The timely blitzes. Yeah. Taking a page out of a guy that does that all the time and has the better end of the stick going up against the Niners. Steve Spagnuolo does that all the time. If he doesn't have the bodies, you've got to get creative. And that's what we talked about heading into this game, Joe. Hey, shut down Bijan Robinson. And for the most part, they did that. They didn't run the ball. Look at the stat. The 49ers defense held the Falcons to 62 rushing yards on the night, the fewest opponent rushing yards allowed since holding the Cowboys to 56 last year. That's the number one leading rushing team. 62 rushing yards for Bijan Robinson? That's incredible. A lot of those were scampers for Michael Penix, too.
Yeah, such a subtle play for me that showed, like, in-game coaching. They had isolated Kyle Pitts on the bottom of your screen on Renardo Green over and over again. And they finally threw a slant to him. And just Renardo just, he couldn't body him up. But Kyle Pitts is huge. And it was a really nice play design. And they were clearly trying to isolate this matchup. At some point, Renardo Green exited the game with a toe injury.
Yes.
Quite frankly, I think it ended up being in the Niners' favor. Renardo Green's been up and down. Darrell Luter, I thought, looked better than him yesterday. Maybe it's because of the injury. I don't know. But Luter gets isolated on Bijan Robinson, and they try to run the same little power slant. And Darrell Luter just absolutely bodies Bijan Robinson coming out of the break inside the 5 yard line where you can, or inside the 5 yard kind of buffer area where you're allowed to bump. And that was in game coaching. Hey, they are going to throw the power slant here right now. They're going to try to isolate you. They're going to get everybody on one side, open it up on this side of the field. And that's what they're going to do. And I love the way Darrell Luter, the backup, came in there and just bodied Bijan Robinson. Such a subtle little play. To me, that's in-game coaching.
Joe, they're not winning that game last year with Nick Sorensen as DC. Sorry.
Not even close.
They're not even close. No. You lose Fred Warner. You lose Nick Bosa. I'm sorry, Nick Sorensen's not winning you that game. Robert Saleh and Kyle Shanahan together. Like that, again, I keep going back to it. It was the signing of the offseason. You can go, you know, player-oriented if you want, and I get it. If you're an Indianapolis Colts fan waking up this morning, yeah, you'll take Daniel Jones. It looks great. Indiana Jones, they're 6-1. And I get it. Most people are going to say that's the story of the NFL thus far, and that's fine. For me, though, and yeah, I'm biased. We're in the Bay Area. I'm talking to the Bay Area right now, but I'm also talking to the entire world. I don't think we're talking enough about the San Francisco 49ers, quite frankly. This should be the story, or at least 1A or 1B. It's unbelievable what they've been able to do. Dude, they've lost so many plays. They don't even have Brandon Ayuk out there. They did George Kittle. Look at the box score. And again, box score watching, fantasy football people. They didn't get involved in the passing game at all.
Has Bryce Huff ever been a Pro Bowler?
I don't think so. Maybe. Well, everyone's a Pro Bowler now.
This is where I'm going. Like, I don't even think they have a Pro Bowler out
I look at his stats. He's second team all ACC twice. So there you go. That's his high water mark from college
days. Diablo Lenore's an excellent player, but I don't think he's very well known around the league.
No.
I'm not even sure if he's super well known amongst Niner fans. Like,
do they even know his nickname? Do you guys know his nickname? What is it, Carter? What's his nickname?
Hyena?
There you go. Yeah. Love seeing the hyenas at the open zoo, by the way.
Demo is another one.
They go animals now, obviously. Trent's got the silverback tattoo. They call him the silverback gorilla.
I was thinking during the game, I'm like, oh, God, dude, Renardo Green's getting kind of worked here. Do you move Diablo Lenore into the slot? Like, do you? Because, like, that was something that he excelled at the last couple of years, and now they kind of got him on that bottom left-hand side of the formation. So the defense is left side, and he's done a great job there, but you know how these offenses are in the NFL. They're going to pick on the weak link, whoever that weak link might be. And yesterday I thought that Darrell Luter and Chase Lucas really stepped to the occasion. And it's a testament to being ready when your number's called and coaches putting you in a position to make plays and you going out there and actually making those plays.
Listen, we got an amazing action-packed, whatever you want to call it, this week is going to be on fire at 95.7 The Game. We're going to be talking Niners all day long, I promise you. 888-957-9570. We will get to all of your calls. We got Warriors-Lakers tomorrow to open up opening night in the NBA. And again, all your Warriors coverage and action and all the games right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. We got the Giants over the weekend. I know. We got the Giants over the weekend. We got some rumblings. Tennessee's Tony Vitello. There's some mutual interest there for the Giants job. Get this. It would be the first time ever in Major League history that a manager jumps directly from a college program to the big leagues. So to say this is a risk would be an understatement. It'd be a huge risk. It'd be ballsy as hell from Buster Posey. But you know what? I know the butcher shop's loving it. I know Sam Lubman's loving it. I wonder how Giants fans are going to be loving it. And again, if any news of that comes out, we will relay it. We'll have the breaking news sounder, all of it. We're monitoring everything. But today is about
Warriors,
the 49ers.
Lakers tomorrow?
I know, dude.
What
know.
A week.
I know.
Warriors-Lakers tomorrow?
And we're talking Mac
the
Jones.
The team projected to not make the playoffs versus the team projected to go to the finals?
The Lakers.
I know. It's all.
The Warriors projected to go to the finals. Lakers projected to not make the playoffs.
I know. We'll get into all of that.
In simulation 620.
The standard is the standard.
Thank you, Mike Tomlin. The standard is the standard. And the standard here is Robin San Bruno coming up next. Duke and San Bruno coming up next.
How about Mac Jones?
Yep, Mac Jones.
We haven't talked enough about
him.
He's
Mac
won,
Jones!
There you go.
He's won four freaking games. Can you believe that? Four games.
5-2 on the year without their $200 million quarterback, basically. And did you hear what Melissa Stark said on the sideline yesterday about that? That big toe? It's very interesting, and we could be seeing a lot more of Mac up close here in the future. We got the Texans, right? Then we got the Giants. Giants, by the way. Oh, my God. How did they lose that game? NFL was on fire yesterday, and it culminated with the Niners win. Plus, we got two more games tonight, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Carter, which is here for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
For good. It's open. Jump on it. Have some fun. Tonto, jump on it. Niners are 5-2, baby. Vibes are good. It's a victory Monday.
I just can't believe how good this team is this year. And you can make all the schedule arguments that you want.
It's incredible.
Right? You can say, oh, their schedule's soft. And look, by, I guess, the advanced metrics and whatnot, they have had a soft schedule. But you also got to go out there and win games. And as we see every single Sunday in the NFL, there's no layups and there are no easy opponents unless you're the Chiefs against the Raiders. And
stop. We don't need to waste airspace on that today.
But like the fact they're doing this with all these backups, with their backup quarterback, I mean, it's remarkable. And I'm blown away at how fun this season's been, given all the ups and downs of the injury report. I mean, look, they're doing this without Brandon Ayuk. They're doing this without Ricky Pearsall. They're doing this without Brock Purdy. They're doing this without Fred Warner. They're doing this without Nick Bosa. They're doing this without Upton Stout, their fourth-round draft pick. I mean, how many more guys do I need to continue to keep saying? They're doing this with $100 million in dead cap money with guys like Javon Hargrave and Deebo Samuel playing for other teams.
No Brandon Ayuk, a first-round draft pick. No Ricky Pearsall, first-round draft pick.
That's
DeMarcus Robinson, by the way. Can you catch a ball, please, for the love of God? I mean, oh, my. Jeez, I'm sorry. We didn't talk about that. Vibes are good.
I mean,
the skill at hands.
Buckner thinks that DeMarcus Robinson needs to catch that ball.
Rest in peace, Vallejo's own Bill Buckner.
We've got a new skill at hands.
Oh, my God. You actually have to, like, put the hands on the ball to have the skill at hands. He just has no hands. He's Edward Scissorhands. I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, Vernon Davis thought that he was making, you know, off the pads catches. And Vernon was notorious for catching the ball off the pads. Also, can we just pause for a moment? What an incredible Kyle Pitts performance. Now he will be drafted in the top two rounds of every fantasy draft by every Niner fan for the remainder of his career based off of one. That's the best Kyle Pitts game I've ever seen.
And what did he end up?
What do you have?
It wasn't even that incredible. It's 7 catches for 62 yards.
He looked amazing.
What an incredible, the greatest performance I've ever seen. He's a top 5 draft pick. That's the greatest performance you've ever seen.
That Falcon team, and I know we want to go to the lines. We'll go to the lines.
Robin Duke, we'll get to you.
That Falcon team reminded me so much of the Mike Singletary era Niners. They have talent everywhere. And there's just nothing. They're just boring.
Right.
So boring.
You have your coach on the sideline, Raheem Morris, looking like he's just seeing ghosts. He does. He just looks like he just doesn't look confident.
What is it you do around here, Raheem?
Well, he should be in charge of the defense.
Was Jalen Walker playing yesterday, their first-round draft pick?
It's a great question. I don't see him listing anything. He didn't have a tackle, so
that was one of the most boring first halves of football I can remember in a long time.
Well, I liked it because it went by really fast. So I was like, great, this game's over 8 o'clock and go night-night. Well, selfishly, Joe, we're about to get into basketball season. Yeah, we got to count our hours here, all right? Warriors-Lakers tomorrow right here at 95.7 The Game. We'll be locked and loaded for that. But today is all about, as a former host here, I like to say, y'alls and your calls, 888-957-9570. Niners 5-2, 2010 the final last night.
And there was so much stuff that happened over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
But this Niner game has me riding so high, I don't even need to bring up that guy who should be investigated by the FBI who's waltzing himself right into the World Series.
Oh, you mean the guy that had, like, the greatest postseason performance in the history of baseball?
You talking about him. Vlad Jr. right now?
No.
Vlad Jr. never bet on anything.
That's crazy. I didn't know Vlad could pitch 6 shutout innings with 10 strikeouts.
He probably could.
And have 3 home runs in the same game. It's pretty incredible.
I hate him.
You know who's the Shohei Ohtani of our callers? It's Robin Sambruno. We'll go to him
now. What's up, Robbie?
What's up, Rob? You're on the Morning Roast.
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for the compliment. Hey, I got to give Robin Saba his credit, man. He got these boys playing hard. He's really coaching them up. You know what I'm saying? And with Bosa, I feel like we're back to the wide nine again. I feel like the last game that they had them defensive ends spread out, and I think that was the reason why Huff got that game-changing sack. I feel like we got faster on the edges. I feel like our run defense has gotten better with Bosa out. That's just my opinion. I think Bosa's good. I think he has one pass rush move, and I think he has a hard time setting the edge. So I think we got more athletic on the edges, you know, with Huff, with Bosa being out. And then I think the DBs are fast and they're physical. They like to hit. They're not scared of contact. So Salah's doing a great job right now. Now, Kyle Shanahan, look, you paid a quarterback all this money, and I don't see no diss from him and the guy making $10 million. You know what I'm saying? As of right now, Purdy still got more turnovers than Mac Jones. in three last games. So at the end of the day, man, I feel like the pressure's back on Kyle Shanahan. If we're 4-2 right now.
Five and two.
Hey, Super Bowl or bust. The pressure's back on.
Oh. Rob and Sam Bruno, right?
Come on,
there.
Rob. Come on, Rob.
That's a walk off.
Come on.
He was waiting that whole minute 30. Super Bowl or bust now, guys. You got to.
Look, there's a separate.
That's why this season's fun, though, because we don't have to talk about the Super Bowl right now.
We're just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy where it goes. I call this a great inner tube season.
Yeah, there you
go. Hop in the inner tube and let the lazy river take you on down.
The river rat? There you go.
Wherever the current takes me.
Love that.
Regarding Purdy, I'm not going to sit here and break down Mac versus Purdy, Purdy versus Mac, Mac versus Purdy. Like, it's just, let's all take a deep breath. I thought Mac was serviceable yesterday. I thought I did a good job. His moxie is clearly there. Right? Now, they didn't ask him to do a whole lot. I thought there were a couple of plays that he's going to want back. He's clearly limited in terms of his ability to just evade pressure at times coming from the edges. And he's put the ball on the ground a couple of times. Like, that is a flaw of his. He will turn the ball over on those sacks.
He did have a huge scamper, though, in that game.
No, that was
nice. He did, like... what was on the broadcast? He's sneaky, you know, sometimes. He's not sneaky. Isn't the word I would describe Mac Jones when he runs? But he could.
Situational.
He could run. I guess you can call it that.
The interception he had yesterday, to me, it was both bad throw by him because it led him over the middle. It was a medicine ball.
We used to crush Jimmy Garoppolo with these things.
That was a medicine ball to Juwan Jennings, who is also hurt. And I kind of get why he alligator armed it, but he did alligator arm it. And then he twisted because he saw the hit coming. So to me, that was a duality. That was Mac throwing him into getting knocked out.
I didn't know how to feel. Like, I hear you on that, but there's also part of me like, dude, Juwan, you were just like yelling at your head coach last week about like targets clearly. And you had a target right there and you alligator armed it. So like there. It's like a duality thing. Like, I hear you on
to
that.
To me, it's 50-50 on that play. It's
also
on Mac. The old Juwan makes that play.
Well, sure.
But the five broken ribs, hurt shoulder Juwan, I don't think.
But you can feel like how Niner fans feel about that, where it's like, hey, dude, you're yelling at our head coach on the sideline last week as he's trying to call plays for the offense because you're clearly frustrated and upset about your role. And then you're getting targeted a bunch and you short-arm that. So, like, I hear what you're saying because he is compromised and he doesn't want to add on to that. But also, you're out there. You're healthy enough to be out there. You got to make the catch.
I know. After seeing Brandon Ayuk have his season and his career altered on one play, like, unless it's a third or fourth quarter catch, like, I kind of get...
It was a business decision.
It's tough for me on my couch to be like, toughen up, Juwan! You got to make that play!
the show behind the show.
It's like, come on, dude.
You were mentioning Jaden Daniels. It's like, man, Jaden, I don't know if this frame can hang up. This is our text thread. I was like, yeah. I was like, this is me texting back. I was like, I know. The frame needs to improve. He's definitely needs to put on some muscle in the offseason. I was on like 10 nacho fries deep with my gut hanging out on the couch. Had some spilled nacho cheese on my shirt
all over.
Hey, those nacho fries hit a Taco Bell. I don't care what you guys say.
You know, like that, Max played really well. Like, there's not a doubt in my mind that they don't win these games with any other backup quarterback they've had over the years.
The box score does not do it justice. I thought Mac played well yesterday.
Exactly. And so, like, on the interception, look, if you want to say it's all JJ, fine. I think you're underestimating how big of a medicine ball that was. I thought it was a poorly thrown, you know, predictable pass over into traffic by, you know, Mac Jones. If you're going to throw that ball and he's going to get hit, it's got to be right into the numbers. It's got to be in the breadbasket because he's going to get hit.
I keep looking at this box score from Christian McCaffrey. Again, tell me if you've heard this before this season. Christian McCaffrey, your leading receiver in the game. 7 receptions, 72 yards. On rushing, 24 carries, 129. 200.
He was amazing.
All purpose yards for CMC.
But like, I want to get back to the quarterback because it came out during the game where they're doing a report. Now, I've asked for weeks and we had no clarification.
Is it
the left or right foot? And then during the game, Sunday Night Football, the NBC, like, breaking news. They're literally just breaking news and letting us know, yeah, you know, Brock Purdy, it's actually the right foot and it's the right toe. And then they give, like, this whole explanation on the injury and if he's going to come back this year. And I was like, are the Niners just, like, slow leaking this during the game?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.